for the love of sports, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Hello, stupid. I said I'm trapping and all the fiends know that. Yeah, I did them bids and my life is like Kodak's. And if it's your moment, motherfucker, then you own that. I'm a real lyricist, a motherfucking poet. 4, 5, 6 on the dice when I throw that. I killed shorty in 9-6, she a throwback. Walk up in the store, don't give a fuck about no coat tag. Hoodie keep pressing me, block with a coke at, block with a boat at, block got the hoe back. I hope that none of y'all think that I owe that, cause I grab the 40 quick fast and y'all know that. The city like, damn, boy, nice, we ain't know that. Say so, 50-50 now, nigga, hold that. Dig the ground and leave your body right where the hoe at. And we gon' keep grinding hard until we get most back. Been doing time, that's a whole fact. Now a nigga ghost at, plotting on the get back. Only flying first class where the celeb sit at. And fuck you, nigga, sit jack. I'm from the mud, all I did was grow and wash it off. Chase the bag and then we rush to exotic stores. The time is yours, don't you dwell on the mighty floors. Just up the scorns and you knock on a hater's door. And if you get knocked, don't you dare go and play the law. Cause they're ox you and you damn sure gon' pray the Lord. And this is sex, keep your peace while you on your board. And I'll grab your main squeeze if I'm getting bored. Your boy Block, Mr. Hello, smelling like the ghetto. Now make my shit echo.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Thursday, May 25th, 2023. I'm having a blessed week. I hope you guys are doing the same. I am fortunate to be in the best city in the world, and that's New York, motherfucking city. I've been to a lot of places. It's a little biased, but I love everywhere else, too. So, for the love of sports with your host, 50 Bands. You know, it's been a lot of good news. Like, I've been on a real emotional high, man, since last week when we spoke about the Lakers and the Lakers getting swept, and we spoke about Boston being swept, and only one team got swept. Now it's the Lakers. And I'm not a huge Laker fan. Well, I was when Kobe was there, but I'm a Brooklyn fan now. But I was very happy that the Lakers got swept because all the fanboys that was calling in, I was talking, they got let down. And whenever I see that, it just brings joy to me. So give a round of applause to the Denver Nuggets for getting LeBron the fuck up out of here. And he's thinking about retiring. And I ain't going to hold you. I think if he retires, it will be a good thing. Because, listen, they overachieved this year, went to the Western Conference Finals, and nobody thought they were. You know what I mean? They started out 2-10, but they definitely made a run. So if he retires, I mean, he went out all good. They stopped the dynasty of Golden State. So, you know, it wouldn't be a bad thing if he retires. If he came back and he loses again, the more and more he loses, the more and more criticism comes. So you might as well just go out on your high horse, and right now is the best time. But I know he still wants to play with his son. But it is what it is. By the looks of things, his son might not want to play with him. So best of luck to whatever LeBron want to do. If you come back, it'd be more news for me. I'd do more stuff to talk about, you know. So it is what it is. Shout out to Denver Nuggets. And tonight, I think Miami closing it out. They got to close it out. Jimmy Butler, it just seemed like last game just seemed mad weird. It was just like he was turning the ball over, like the weirdest times. And they usually play a little better than that. That's how they was playing like in the mid-season, towards the end of the season, that's how they was playing. But I don't understand. But they might have got a call and say, listen, man, extend this series. You know what I'm saying? It might go 6 because I predicted 5. But if it goes 6, that's still cool. It is what it is because the Celtics, nobody would have thought the Celtics would be down 3-0 to Miami, not to the AC. Not the 2 seed down to the 8 seed. It just don't work like that. But, you know, the basketball guys, they wanted to see it a different way. But I don't think they're going to come back and win three more games. But anyway, this boxing shit is on fire. We are finally getting a fight that we want. And that's the Terrence Crawford versus Errol Spence. July 29th in Vegas. Be there or be square. We've been thinking about this fight, talking about this fight for maybe the last 4 or 5 years. And I guess the way this year started out with Caleb Plant, David Benavidez, then you had Ryan Garcia, Tank Davis, and then you had Lomachenko, Devin Haney, and now you got Errol Spence versus Bud Crawford. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be a fight for the ages. So I know a lot of people say, thought that fight with Ryan Garcia and Tank was going to be the real big fight. Nah, this is the real fight. So all the real loyal boxing fans, we got what we wanted. Thanks to the PBC. Thanks to Al Heyman and the PBC. They made it happen. Top Rank and PBC couldn't make it happen throughout the last couple years, but it is what it is. I just hope it's not going to be like that Manny Pacquiao Mayweather fight, because that fight was drawn out. By the time we got it, it wasn't what we expected, even though it did big numbers. But the fans, we the ones that lost it. Because at the end of the day, I don't care how much it sells. If the fight is corny, the fight is corny. But let's get back to last week's fight. I know a lot of people looking at it like boxing is rigged with the Lomachenko-Devin Haney fight. But I don't see it like that. I think the fight was amazing. It was a real good fight. And it's so crazy because the numbers came out today. But yesterday there was conflicting numbers. They were saying that the pay-per-view did anywhere between 250 and counting. So, you know, 250,000. And with the piracy right now, that's a good number. But Tank and Ryan, they fight did 1.2 million and 1.4 million. So that's why people looking at this like it was a flop. But you got to understand, Tank has a real big following, and Ryan was the one who really broke the fans out, because if you look back, Tank's fights, his biggest pay-per-view fight was against Rolly Ramirez, and that was 275,000. So when he fought Ryan got the kids from TikTok. He got 9 million followers on Instagram. He got Twitch. He got Twitter. He got the whole Mexico behind him. So you know they was going to come out and represent. And that's how usually it is with Floyd Mayweather fought De La Hoya back in, I think, 07. That was at that time the biggest pay-per-view, you know what I'm saying, boxing match ever. And that was a Mexican versus African-American. And when those two fight, those are always going to be bring up big crowds. So it is what it is. But now they're saying that the Devin Haney and Lomachenko fight only did 150. But I don't know. It might be some haters. And like I said, boxing is corrupt. Who knows what it really did. But it was a good fight. And I don't think it was a robbery. Because whenever there's a close fight, we can't say it's a robbery. It could have went either way. I scored it, Devin Haney, 7-5. And even though during the later rounds, Lomachenko turned it up, like I'll give him the 9th. The 10th and 11th, he had those good rounds. What people fail to realize is the beginning of the fight. Devin Haney, he controlled the first 6 to 7 rounds of that fight. And people forget about that. They tune in at the end and see him getting touched. But at the end of the day, like I said, these are two elite fighters. People are used to seeing, let's take Tank for example. They used to see him fighting B to C level fighters and knocking them out. So they're like, oh, they think every fight is supposed to be like that. The casuals, the real boxing enthusiasts, no, that doesn't happen like that. When you got elite fighters, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a tough fight. It's not going to be too many people making risky decisions. You know, it's going to be a lot of defensive, you know, fighting. So that's what we see with the Lomachenko, Devin Haney. And people got to understand, Devin Haney's a big boy. He walks around 155. They fight at 135. So he has to get down. Lomachenko is moving up. He started at 126, if I'm not mistaken. So he might have moved up 2 divisions. Same thing with Tank. Tank started out maybe at 130, moved up. So those guys are smaller guys. So it's easy for them to make that weight cut because these guys might be walking around at 145, you know? So it's not that hard to make that cut with Devin. It's hard. He started in that division since he was 17. He's 24 now. He's been here 7 years, and boxing don't really work like that. Guys usually move up in weight, like Canelo, like Tank, like Lomachenko, a lot of other fighters move up, and Dev's been at that division for a long time. So maybe that weight cut had him kind of tired towards the end because he was fighting kind of different. I think that style had him made the fight a little more difficult than what it should have been. It could have been an easier fight, but people would have said it was boring. But he said what he said. He said, I'm going to take it to Loma, and he did that. It was a lot of body work. If you're familiar with Dev, he don't really fight like that. He made it a war. He could have made it a little simpler, but I respect him for that. And a lot of people got to understand, especially the casual fans. I call casual fans people who tune into boxing, maybe if Tank is fighting or if Canelo's fighting with a big name. Those are casuals. When the people are watching these fights and you hear these guys, the commentators talking, oh, Dev is getting hit with a, he got hit with a five-piece. A lot of times, the network is in favor of one fighter. At that time, Lomachenko has been a top-ranked / ESPN fighter for them since he came on the scene. So they want him to win. And plus, Loma is the older guy. He's 34. Dev is 30. Is 24. So he had that sentimental thing behind him. And then when Dev pushed him at the weigh-in, people was like, oh, man, they looked at Dev as the villain. So a lot of people wanted him to win. But he didn't win. So when you're watching these fights now, know what you're looking for. I know sometimes everybody likes the knockout because that's more glamorous. But the body shots, those count. And I think that's what the judge was looking at. They were looking at the body work Dev did and slow Loma down. They were looking at control, aggressiveness. And Dev was more of that in the beginning of the fight. Even though he had a good 12, and I give him like 8 or 9, but 10-11 goes to Loma. So Loma gets 5 rounds. Dev gets 7. That's how it goes. But it was a good fight. Let's not let people gas you up like boxing, like that fight was rigged. It could have went anyway. I would have been happy with a draw. But I don't think Devin lost that fight. And especially when you're the champ, you got to beat the champ. There's no playing around. There's no playing around. But I think I got a caller. Who on my line?
Caller, caller. Yo, this your boy Nightfall, man. I'm just tuning in, man. Shout out to everybody. What's good with it?
What's up, Nightfall? What's going on, man? Yeah, my boy calling out of Minnesota, man. How you, everything good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm tuning in, man. Bro was hitting up saying y'all talk about boxing and shit, so... or just sports in general. So, you know, that's my big thing. So I just decided to tune in. I kind of just got a little glimpse of what you was talking about. So, you know, I'm just tuning in, you know, listening to what you're talking about.
I was talking about the Devin Haney Loma fight. I was saying it wasn't a robbery. I said it was a close fight. And the champion won because, like I said, you got to beat the champ, you know? You can't put it in the judge's hands.
I ain't going to lie. It was a close fight for sure, but... Yeah, we just like you said though, realistically, the champ lost that fight. He know he lost on paper, you know what I'm saying. But what the judges put down is what the judge put down. It is what it is. I watched that fight. You know, I try to buy all the dope pay per view fights and shit like that and watch all of them. You know, I ain't got no like favorite boxer or nothing like that. If anything, I'm putting myself first for being the favorite boxer. But you know. If you know, I don't know, Haley. I just felt like he lost that fight for sure. He did good the first few rounds, but after all that shit got going on,
Loma. You understand? We can't give Loma these rounds when he's fighting in spurts. The guy, he fought the same way he fought Teofimo. He starts late. You can't do that. You gotta fight the whole fight.
Them later rounds. He fought better towards the later rounds, and he made Haney look like he's not ready for Tank or Shakur. So it's like, you know, if Loma made him look like he's not ready for none of them, you know, it's tight. It's going. We know what's going to happen on his next fight for real. That he either get knocked out or he going to lose completely. You know what I'm saying? So I got to stop you there.
Tank and Shakur ain't never fight nobody on Loma's level. Let's just get it.
They ain't have to.
Clear.
They don't got to.
Why
they don't
not?
Got to. They
you don't
already
fight,
got
to fight tough fans?
I mean, Loma them trying to get to where he at right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my mind, I agree with what you're saying. They might have never fought nobody like that, but they have a bigger name. That's like with Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia ain't never been in that type of water, but he had a big name bigger than most of these other boxers. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, he had a big name, but not for boxing. He had a big name for social media. Ryan has never fought a champion or fought for a belt in his career.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. So at the end of the day, a lot of these other dudes ain't really, even if they haven't been woo-dee-woo, they never been in that field, in that water like that. You know what I mean? So my whole thing is until they step in that water, we never know. So like I said, in my mind, they went to 12. You know what I'm saying? Loma and Haney went to 12, so that's stepping deep in that water. But if you look at, like I said, the card, in my mind, since it went the distance, it should have been won mm-hmm. based off the cards, not off one judge, two judges said Haney, when they know damn well the cards don't show that. You know what I'm saying? That they didn't go off the cards. They went off favoritism,
All cards had Devin Haney, though. And why would you say favoritism if Loma has been the favorite for top rank? Devin Haney,
yeah, but we all know
rank.
Haney
Loma
was the favorite
been
to
man.
This one, though. Haney was the favorite, and we know he under Mayweather Productions or Promotion, whatever the fuck they call it.
Devin Haney ain't under no Mayweather Productions. Devin Haney is under Devin Haney Productions. He's never fought with him. He never fought under him. He only trained in that gym.
Anybody that
fuck
with Mayweather, though, they already know they don't want their undefeated fighters to lose. So my whole thing is, all right, cool. That was what that was. But just like you said in the beginning, you know he lost that fight. So regardless of whatever, what the paperwork says,
I didn't say he lost that fight.
What we saw was
that
Loma won, Haney lost.
Dev won that fight.
Then he only won because the judges said it. But what do we see?
Dev won the whole fight. Dev hit him with way more body
shots.
No,
he didn't.
Are you?
Do you want to look up
CompuBox numbers? If CompuBox number is Devin threw over 400 and something punches, Loma threw over 500. Devin landed 100, and Loma landed 114. He only landed 14 more punches, and he threw 100 more than Dev.
What that tell you then? So who got outpunched?
It took you. You had to land 100 more punches than land 14 on him.
Okay, but he
That's
still, no
I'm
matter
saying.
If I had to land 100 more, he probably knew he had to do a little bit more work. Remember, sometimes you get cold in boxing. I box too. Sometimes you might start out cold and you heat up and down the line.
Yeah, but listen,
and that's
this,
what
this,
really
this,
happened.
This,
you know what I'm saying?
I respect that you box, but it's levels. Devin Haney ain't up. Devin Haney is a professional. That motherfucker is a bad motherfucker. He's undisputed. Devin Haney, the only reason
He ain't pound for pound. And like I said, he might be undisputed for now, and I agree with what Shakur said. Shakur you undisputed for now. I don't like, after seeing Haney fight, I ain't going to lie, I don't like the way he just fought. So in my mind, if he do fight Shakur or whoever he fight next, I think he's going to lose his next fight.
I bet you if Shakur fight Loma or Tank fight Loma, there'd be a tough fight too. Loma ain't no walk in the park.
No,
I thought you
Do you not see what Tank them doing to these people? Haney was supposed to do what he told him at the beginning when he said, I'm going to put him out of retirement.
Name an A-level fighter.
That's besides the point. They all undefeated.
What
that was,
mean?
Ain't that Haney first
name
fighter that he had an
A-level
right there? Ain't that Haney first
name an A-level fighter that Tank for.
What you mean? He just
Thank
fight
you.
Ryan Garcia. Then he fought Cruz. That's an A-level fighter. Cruz an A-level fighter. That's a draw. Then he fought
Cruz ain't no A-level fighter.
Yeah. It's a freestyle shit.
One at a time. Hold on. Ding, go to your fucking corners. We got Nightfall. We got 50 Benz, New York City, Minnesota in the fucking building. They going crazy. Let's go boxing. Ready? Set, go.
Hello?
Yo, my nigga stupid.
Yo, Cruz ain't no A-level fighter. Who Cruz beat, man? Come on, bro. I thought you broke with boxing.
Man, you better go look at Cruz's resume, man. Look,
no,
if you go look it up,
name the guy.
look,
who did he? Who look, they
look,
never
look,
fight for?
Look, all you gotta do is do your own research. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at it.
You sound very casual.
You mean to tell me the way Haney just fought right there? You mean to tell me he gonna beat Shakur?
That is Lomachenko, brother. Lomachenko was number one pound for pound. They called the Matrix.
So what that makes Shakur then? What is his rank? What's his rank?
Shakur has one fight at 135. He's the only four. He was a 130 pounder.
What is his rank, though? What's his rank?
He ain't high rank like that. He fought 1-4. He just fought a Japan.
But he's fighting
life,
high level fighters
Japan,
now,
nobody.
Though. He's been to fight
no,
the high
he,
level fighters. Everybody who's so
no,
called number one,
they
all been to fight right now.
Yet.
So my
has,
whole thing is all the fights are being set up now. All we got to do is be patient. All we got to do is be patient. The higher level fighters are coming out for
him. Because right now, you making it.
One at a time.
You making it seem like Loma is a bum. Now I'm questioning your boxing IQ. Your boxing IQ is Loma is better than anybody take off the court ever fought. And Loma said Shakur or Tate ain't never asked for a fight against him. Dev is striving for greatness. Play some music, Fox. Please.
They don't need to now.
Dude.
He done lost.
Play some
he
music.
Done.
Yeah. It's a freestyle, say don't get shot. Let's bring hip-hop back, get your voice locked down. The BX in the building, let's go. It's from the top, call me Flock. I ain't nothing gonna stop. If you see me on the block, you better just watch. If you step up close, man, your ass will get popped. I got so many killers around me, just watch. I'm the iller and the thriller, nigga, watch when I cop. I love no, yeah, same, fuck the cops. I'm a roll around boy in a drop that's a hop. I got two things in to make you shock. Shit is crazy, dog, when I'm coming like I'm ox. I'm a love no running on the block and when I'm hot. Uh-huh, I haven't been to the block in a couple of years, but I still know that it's hot. Uh-huh, yeah, what you know about Gaza, nigga? They like, yo, he a fucking problem, nigga. I'm like, yo, I'm just trying to solve a nigga. Have to wonder why the world don't revolve, my nigga. Uh-huh, yeah, keep it to yourself. They like, hit the mic, dog, do it for your health. I'm like, nigga, chill, I'm just trying to win. Nigga, yo, for real, I'm in for the win. They like, yo, never stop it when they pop it. I'm like, yo, nigga, stop it before I pop it. This shit is crazy, man, they gon' scream stop it when I'm coming through, nigga, better watch it. Uh-huh, it's like 3D on the internet, my nigga. You can't see me on the internet, my nigga. That's the only way. I don't play, I move around a nigga. You better watch it, y'all, just move around a nigga. Yeah, and we on the same shit, though. Yeah, used to play on the strip, though. Mm-hmm, now I'm chillin' on the strip, though. Uh-huh. I used to be the pimp though, now I'm tryna hold it down, tryna roll around. Ask where I'm from, little nigga from the boogie down. What they know about, yeah, just the illest sound. Flock guys are on the top, boy, I'm the illest now. I'ma do it for them niggas, never had shit. You better watch it when the blunt's going past shit. Uh-huh, I ain't even tryna pass it. Cause if I bought my own shit, nigga, last shit. Uh-huh, like a movie though. Used to be all in the jacuzzi, yo. Now I lay low, chillin' in the fucking woods. Understand my nigga, they lookin' at me, he from the hood.
We back. I was just talking to a motherfucking casual. That motherfucker said, Loma ain't that good. He think Loma ain't elite. Loma was number one pound for pound for years. This guy is crazy. And what we got to understand is, in boxing, styles make fights. That was a tough fight. Loma hits you from different angles. Loma is fast. So when he fights, and he's a southpaw. So you know southpaw is always going to have a little disadvantage, a little advantage over the conventional fighter. And you understand, he has a lot of experience. He fought over 300 to 400 amateur fights. And to say like, oh yeah, he just going to knock. Tank just going to knock him out. Tank has been fighting B-level fighters. Anybody that Tank or Shakur fight or fought, Devin will beat him. Even Tank said, and his team said, Devin won that fight. He said they tried to rob him. Even Andre Ward, even Timothy Bradley, who was commentating, who said, nah, Loma might have won this,
The next day, watched it again, and he said, Dev won. Like I said, it was a lot of swing rounds. Could have went any way, but it was nothing that was clear. You can't win a fight because you have a couple flurries, like how Manny Pacquiao has to do. Have a couple flurries at the end. Nah, you got to control the whole 3 minutes. And that's how boxing goes. So just because you're a boxer or you say you box, that don't mean you know nothing about boxing. Because there's a lot of boxers who get beat the fuck up, who get knocked the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? So just because you pour syrup on it, don't make it pancakes. But I had enough to talk about that. I think a lot of people who don't like Dev probably never liked Dev, but that's good because now Dev is the villain. Remember when Mayweather was the villain? Everybody just wanted to pay to watch him lose, and that's what they're going to do to Dev. Dev's going to play that villain role. So when whenever him and Tank fight or him and Shakur fight, it's going to be a good fight, and it's going to do numbers. That's the beauty about the sport. Like, I'm a Dev fan. I like Tank, and I like Shakur, and I like Loma. These are all good fighters. That's what you want. You want close fights. Just like what they call, like, the three kings, the four kings. I think it was Hagler, Hearns, Duran, and Leonard. Now we got Tank, Shakur, Haney, and we have Teofimo, and they have Ryan up there. Ryan had no business of being there. You see what happened with him? Elementary when he fought Tank. So that's what people got to understand. A lot of these guys be casuals. Like, if you thought that fight with what you thought Devin was just going to walk through, you just want to walk through Loma? Nah, that ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. It's going to be a motherfucking fight. And I like that. That's the same thing that's going to happen with Terrence Crawford and motherfucking Errol Spence. That's going to be a war. That's going to be a war. It's going to be gladiators going at it. That's for me, that's a 55-45 fight, and I like Errol in that fight. I look at it like this. Let me go to my notes on this one. All right, July 29th, who I got. All right. I look at it like this. It's fundamentals versus athleticism. Errol Spence is very fundamentally sound. Terrence Crawford, he goes off reflexes and athleticism. So it's like Tim Duncan versus Garnett. Tim Duncan game ain't looked that good. Garnett looked good. He had the crossover. He had the step back. He had all of that. But he couldn't win by himself. Tim Duncan got 5 rings. Garnett wound up getting one, but he needed help. So I look at it like that. Tim Duncan was the bigger guy. Like I said, Errol Spence, the natural 147-pounder. You understand, Errol walk around at 175, 165. He's going to come down. That night, he's going to be a middleweight. He's going to be 165 that fight. Terrence Crawford started at 135. He started at the same division that Tank and him is in. Lightweight. Then he moved up, became undisputed at 140. Then he went to 147. I just look at it like levels of competition. I look at Errol got 3 belts. He fought tough dudes. Even though Terrence Crawford fought them after him, but he fought them when they had something to prove. He took Kell Brook's belt, went to London, beat him there. He took Sean Porter's belt, and then he took Ugar's belt. Tough fight. After the car accident, he fought Danny Garcia. Terrence Crawford, he fought Mean Machine. He fought Sean Porter. He fought Kell Brook. But Kell Brook was already broken up. He didn't have a belt. Sean Porter didn't have a belt. He had 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I just think this fight is going to come down to grit. And I think the bigger man beats the more athletic little man that night. Everybody thinking that Errol might get knocked out. Errol was a dog. I'm not saying Bud is not a dog neither, but it's going to be different. And Bud, he can't come in there with that high guard because that body, Errol going to work that body. Body shots. So he got to be able to stand that. And you know boxing. The more you get hit with that body, it slows you down a little bit. And what does that do? Terrence Crawford, he usually had a high guard. He going to have to drop them hands because Errol be working that body. And he's usually a slow starter, Terrence Crawford. He can't be like that with Earl that night. And that's the thing about it. Earl starts fast, and he finishes fast. And he really want to hurt people. So I've seen Terrence Crawford in some dog fights when he was fighting Sean Porter, an older Sean Porter. They was rocking. Sean Porter was winning a lot of those rounds until he got caught. That's the thing about it. You got to give Bud his props. He's one of them dudes. He'll figure you out. He'll figure out what you got going on, but you're going to understand. Earl was coming in straight punches. You know what I'm saying? Straight punches moving. He's not really a guy that's going to take too many risks with some like the way Sean Porter did. Earl was going to be straight up with you, right in your chest, jab, jab, body. That's how he's moving. So Terrence, he's going to have to be careful for 12 rounds because Earl, he's not going to do nothing stupid. He ain't going to do nothing like Broly did against Tank or Ryan Garcia did against Tank. Nah, he's going to beat it for the taking. Heard what he said. He said, yeah, it's going to be a one-sided fight. A one-sided fight. And I believe it. July 29th, get your popcorn ready. It's going to be a brawl, and I love what boxing is doing. We got to bring boxing back, and the PBC has been giving us these fights we wanted. We've been clamoring for these fights. This fight is finally happening. I just hope it lives up to the hype. But I'm going to get back to I'm going to break it down a little more. We're going to be talking about this fight until it happens. I'm going to get back into the Celtics game because I think Miami wins it without Vincent. So, Fly Gaza, play some more music for me, man. We're going to come back. We're going to ride, baby, for the love of sports.
Always say what I mean and mean what I say. Listen. In that bitch way before I even had the vision. These bitches be foggy but never seen them touch my prism. If it ain't directed then keep me out from fucking mention. My bitches been blocked to break them down like a subdivision. Chasing that bag, I'm by my bills like Bellamy. Heavily. A mother first and a demon come second. My specials, my pimpership being malicious steadily. A pedigree. On the swivel, fuck niggas, I'm by my celery. These niggas be all in my DM, know I curve shit. A couple I ran down on, they didn't deserve it. They gossip like bitches and cock blocking on purpose. Niggas gay or just be on some weird nerd shit. Anyway, me and Suge gon' stack a vault like any day. Ballin' so hard like we LeBron up in the NBA. Put me up against any bitch and that's in any case. I'm blowin' bitches down with these bars on a rainy day. Bitches ain't worth being ops, they just fanned out. But that's what happens when you stand and you stand out. Don't need a nigga and never needed a handout. I'ma keep thumping they neck till they free my fucking mans out. And if it's up there, then bitch, you better know it's up. I love the Smith and the Draco, takes too long to load it up. Bitches ain't in it, catch the case, I bet she folding up. Ain't even tough for real, just inspired while she throwing up. Solid niggas drawn to me, I'm the realest on my pivot. Always knew that I was cold and sitting toes, nigga. Niggas envious that I was born a fucking winner. That hoe gon' trick you out the spot and make your road thinner. Suck you dry when you lose, run off with the winner. While we stacking the vault like we got a money printer. Solid niggas stuck with me through my fucking glimmer. Now I'm going while they bitter that I'm getting bigger. I get it, shit like 99% of me. Eventually, me and Suge gon' hit the bank, take out a century. Versace walls compliment the big spaghetti centipede. I really write and spit my shit, fucking with they energy. I get it, shit like 99% of me. Eventually, me and Suge gon' hit the bank, take out a century. Versace walls compliment the big spaghetti centipede. I really write and spit my shit, fucking with they energy.
For the love of sports, we are back. Let me get back to that first song we played. That was by my boy Blockwork. Blockwork, R.I.P. to my dog. That was Block Vision. The last song was by Bankroll's Statement. I tell you, we playing nothing but independent artists. So if you're an independent artist, get with me. Hit my DM. I'll send you the link. You can send your music and we can keep it going. But back to what we was talking about. This fight is when it gets closer, it's gonna get more tense. You're gonna see what side people are on. You're gonna see the fanboys come out. Cause I fuck with Errol, but I ain't no fanboy because at the end of the day, if he loses, he loses. It is what it is. I ain't gonna be the one taking those punches to my head. So it is what it is. But I just want to see a good fight, and I just clamor towards Earl, because I like his career, you know what I'm saying? I always like a lot of welterweights, you know. That division always been like a sexy division when they had Ray Leonard and all of them, and you had Mayweather in that division, and Pacquiao. It's always been a good division, you know. And I really think it's going to come down to who you got in your corner. I look at Terrence's trainer, that's Bomack, and I look at Earl's trainer, that's I forgot his name, but he was training of the year. Derrick James, training of the year for 2022. Remember, he got the Charlo. I mean, he got Jermell Charlo. He's undisputed at 154. So his pedigree is different, and he got Frank Martin. And you know who he got now, too? He has Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia said, you know what? I need to go over there and train with Earl and them. And I think it might be good for him, even though this is his third trainer. So I don't really know, but I'm pushing for I'm pulling for him. I hope he'll be all right. But I think the corners, I think the adjustment that Derrick James will make, he'll have him in a good position, you know. And I don't think, like, when he lost his mouthpiece, Errol Spence's last fight against Ugas, I don't think he's going to have that, because you cannot make those type of mistakes against Terrence Crawford, because, like, at the end of the day, these are elite fighters. And you seen what happened with the controversy with Devin Haney and Lomachenko. You got to go in there for the win. You cannot leave it in the judge's hands. And Earl said he's coming for the knockout. He said, I'm going for the knockout. So when you hear fighters like that, you already know as soon as they go in there, it's going to be chaos. And I think Terrence Crawford is probably trying to go for the knockout too, because Earl ain't never been stopped. They both undefeated. It's going to be a war. It's going to be a motherfucking war, man. I just hope y'all ready. I hope y'all paid for the tickets to go, because my fiance asked me if I wanted to go. I'm like, I don't know. It's still up in the air. I might just watch it at my spot and just really analyze it, because when you go to a boxing match and you watch it, it's two different things. You got the ropes in between, so you can't really see all the clean punches, you know. So it's kind of different. You watch it at home, you hear the announcers, you hear the commentators, you can see it. You can see a fighter's eyes when he's on his stool during the break. So I kind of like watching an at-home experience. I think it's definitely going to be a fight for the ages, man. So if you were casual, or if you really into boxing, you already know what's going to happen. It's not going to be like Ryan Garcia and Tank. It ain't going to be one of them type of fights. It's going to be an all-out brawl. All-out brawl. Just be ready for it. Like I said, the more and more we get close to this fight, we're going to talk about it more. But right now, let's get back into this NBA talk. The Celtics got motherfuckers gassed because they won that last game. But I think tonight, Miami closes it out, even though they don't have their point guard, Vincent. I just think it's hard to come back from being down 4-0. I didn't think Miami was going to be down that much anyway, because I really picked Miami in six, but they're a proper bunch. But I think the combination of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, it's like, who gonna be the star today? Who gonna be the star today? So you don't never really know. When you look at Miami, you already know who's gonna be the star. You already know who's gonna have the ball at the end of the game. It's gonna be Jimmy Butler. So with that being said, I think that's been the dilemma in the down 0-3 to Miami is for, because you just don't know. That sometimes you got Marcus Smart, he just want to become Steph Curry. It gets to a point, it's like, what style of play y'all going to do? Y'all going to play what got y'all here? You know, or y'all going to just try to do whatever? And I think that's how it's been with Miami. They just been, not Miami, with Boston. They just been winging it. And them not having Udoka would have had this team. I think they might have been up 3-0 if Udoka was there. But they fired him. And that's the basketball guards getting back at him. Like, yeah, it don't work like that. You can't just fire a man for consensual acts. You know, it wasn't like he took something from somebody. It was two grown, married people, even though they wasn't married to each other. But they were both with it, you know. So I don't think he should have got fired. And now you got Mazzulla there. He's young. He don't really... The experience factor ain't really there. Like, he's been an assistant, but he hasn't been a real coach. So now he's there, you see what's going on. So it's kind of different, but I think Miami closes it out tonight. They get ready for Denver. And if they win, if Miami wins this, I think there's no holding Miami back. I think Miami could beat everybody, anybody at any time. Even though Denver is balling, even though they did what they had to do. But they beat a team that overachieved. So sometimes we can't look at matchups and be like, oh, now they beat LeBron. Those are just names. LeBron is an older dude, AD, you know. The Lakers, they was a seventh seed. They did what they supposed to do. So I just look at it like that. I just think that next series is going to be about coaching. And I'll pick Eric Spoelstra over Mike Malone as Denver's coach any day because they got vets. It's just going to be them type of games because if you can shut down Jokic or get him in foul trouble, I think you can win that. You can win that series because the Lakers just wasn't making timely baskets and Denver was. But when it comes down to it, it's about who can make timely baskets, who can stay poised. And Miami's been to the championship in 2020, so they got a lot of experienced players over there. So I just think they got a good chance. I think Miami probably can win in the 6 or 7, but you got to understand that air get real thin out there in motherfucking Denver, so they got to get accustomed to that. But Miami, they tough, man. After they beat the Bucks, I think they the sky's the limit with them. So only time going to tell. Hopefully by next week we'll know exactly who's in the finals. You know, we'll get closer to the fight. We'll talk more. We'll get my boy back on here. We can talk a little more shit. That was all love. But I love his passion. You know, but sometimes, you know, passion and knowing what's going on is two different things. So you might be arguing with something and look back and like, nah, he was right. So, but it's all good. Fly Gaza, let's play some music, champ. Play some music, baby.
I'm not angry anymore.
Walkward, nigga.
I'm not angry.
Just living in that shit.
Oh, that's right.
Let's celebrate.
I'm not angry anymore.
Hey,
very educated, never ever hated. And everywhere we celebrated. And we in the ghost, and we need them tips and whistles on the set. And none low. Try your luck. If it's stuck, stop. And it's stuck. Give it up. She a fuck. Told her fuck it, I'ma give it up. And bro ain't going, he on his trip. Tell them niggas get off broke dick. I took quality, I love him, I got him forever, don't worry about shit. Young niggas soon to be rich. And you know I love him like Casamigo and his brother. Killing like no other, yeah, we from the gutter. I ain't playing with him, and that's the
right off the with me, little bad bitch, name a riot with me, so to come and hold on to the stick. In a Maybach with a stick, tell a straight rack, smoke a zip. Yeah, I move so feel like I'm on the flip. Keep a couple bad bitches like I'm a pimp. So deep, so deep, spend bag on a fake, on a bozo, a beef, spend a bag on a bitch. And I'm not angry, bad money, that shit never changes. Made the drop on the hop, but we change it. Drop the top, keep it right when I'm safe. I ain't doing this, so you can't make me. Move too tacky, won't see me to chase me. Way I touch this party, make them hate me. She alive, she say she ain't angry.
A lot of motherfuckers got my name in their mouth. You know what's going on. They see me working. And they ain't gonna stop. Let's go.
They keep on mentioning my name, I think I'm going up. Them niggas mad, I'm doing me, them prices going up. You hear that BSOTF, little bitch, you know it's
both
up.
Sides.
I'm getting money, you still broke, what you waiting for?
What you waiting for?
Ooh, what's all that hating
what's
for?
All that hating
stay
for?
Down to the point where I done came up.
Staying
focused, now I'm getting to this paper. Cut the middle man, cause I don't do no pay cut. My niggas be with it, don't fuck with me, they be tripping.
Yeah.
Been off in the distance, now I'm back to handle business. Yeah.
They won't fucking with me till they seen a nigga winning.
Yeah.
How you wanna win, but you ain't never spent a penny.
I was on my own, I had to get it how I'm living, yeah.
We are not the same, I can tell cause we different, yeah.
Your girl looking good, I took her home, she let me hit it, yeah. I will not stop until I'm on and I'm a millionaire.
I feel like a star now. I'm on my grind that day, I'm finna ball. I got no time to waste, I need it all. cause I get it on my own now. They keep on mentioning my name, I think I'm going up. Them niggas mad, I'm doing me, them prices going up. You hear that BSOTF, la bitch, you know it's up.
Sides.
I'm getting money, you still broke, what you waiting for?
What you waiting for?
Ooh, what's all the hating
what's
for?
All the hating
stay
for?
Down to the point where I done came up. Staying focused, now I'm getting to this paper. Cut the middleman, cause I don't do no pay cuts. Bitch, I'm back, let's get it busted. Fuck all that, let's get this money. Stack it up and keep it coming. Stack it up and keep it coming.
My boy sound like a leader coming.
Hold up, let me read the comments.
I got them sick down to their stomach, cause they know they not 100.
I'm hoover packed it right back at it. Hit the stool, cause I'm an addict.
I'm living what I'm dreaming. You know my whole team.
A nigga might get whack. Close my eyes, cause I ain't see shit.
Stepping on the gas to the money, cause I need it.
Yeah, all my life I had to grind hard. You wouldn't last one day if you ain't got hard. Yeah, and all the hating, it don't mean shit. You got my name in your mouth, you can eat a dick.
They keep on mentioning my name, I think I'm
going up.
Them niggas mad, I'm doing me, them prices going up.
You hear that BSOTF, la bitch, you know it's
both
up.
Sides.
I'm getting money, you still broke, what you waiting for?
What you waiting for?
Ooh, what's all the hating
for?
Stay down to the point where I done came up. Staying focused, now I'm getting to this paper. Cut the middle, man, cause I don't do no pay cuts. My nigga.
Without that water fountain, her shit, they like swabble capping, bitch, I still doubt it. Cut them bitch ass niggas off a whole year ago and they still pout. I got my life threatened like 10 times, bitch, and I'm still clowning. Really could have been dead something, but you still shouting. Grew around number murder shit and I made it out. Me and Hunter hit twin hoes, it's the same route. Same bitches wanna act dumb, they was ass naked running through the house. Same niggas wanna sneak this, I'm the main reason they shit out. Bitch, I been put on, you caught the boot, I made you get out. She gon' say she love you, on my soul, she just got dick down. Niggas swear they uppin', on my bro, I made him get down. Yeah, hi, bitch, stop the line. How you know I'm great, you wanna hate, you should stop the trying. Put this shit on gang, it wasn't true, it's a lot of lies. They can't get a grip, they always slip. Niggas pocket riders, take that shit and make it what I want. I'm gon' modify it. First that boy got big, now he slim, this is not a diet.
It's going up, bitch, I'm lit again.
Bitch, I'm lit again.
I get caught with that switch, they probably give me 10.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you claim that you that nigga, bitch, I'm really him.
Bitch, I'm really him.
If I don't kill him dead, I'ma spin again. No respect for none of these niggas, you ain't nobody.
You ain't nobody.
Nigga, we can't even beef, you ain't got nobody.
You ain't got nobody.
Pull up on a rapper, shoot him, paparazzi.
Yeah, yeah.
Benny Hunters, bitch, I carry plenty chopsticks.
You know it.
Cook
you
a nigga it. In your face like a hibachi.
Like a hibachi.
DMS told me to get him, so I got him.
You know I got him.
I'm a janitor when this war, watch me mop.
Big chicken 20.
They ain't see the bigger picture, had to cry to fuck them all.
Like a stripper chopper, leave a nigga topless.
In my city, yeah, big chicken trending topic.
20 more.
They figure nigga, bitch, I feast on steak and lobsters. I was really in the streets when they was playing
crazy.
Now he on
first 48.
Hit him with that dick and sent this at the heaven gate. From the murder every year to land at 10,000 lakes.
10,000 lakes.
You don't come outside, I'm in the jungle with the apes. Yeah.
I want all the smoke, pussy nigga, yeah,
pussy
okay,
nigga,
yeah,
if
okay.
If you ain't want no problem, fuck nigga, stay
fuck
up and
nigga,
wait.
Stay out my way,
I'm with cheese, if I hit him with that cake,
yeah.
Bitch,
yeah.
Game over, bitch, again, they come to play,
yeah, yeah.
Shit, don't respond to shit, they on. My little shooters, get them gone, and I put that shit on song. Nigga, get in the fire, man, if they won't smoke, tell them, come on.
If it's a problem, cool,
but trust me, nigga, this ain't what you want. I'm tired of being humble, pussy, I'm the king of Minnesota. I feel like Hover,
yeah.
How this AR pistol dust off nigga's shoulder. Internet a paper trail. But fuck the talking, I'ma show him that little pussy had a baby. The way I'ma leave way up and I ain't playing, nigga. Fuck you saying? Put a ticket on your head, nigga. A few rubber bands.
Few rubber
niggas want 100 views.
I got 100 grand.
I got enough to get
in
touch. And that's what they don't understand.
Don't fuck with them.
Let's tell the truth. Most my haters really fans. Fuck the net, I'm in these streets. Where them boys don't stand a chance.
Take
this shit like an artist. Drop a hit, get in advance.
Yeah.
My old homies always turning new ops. Oh man.
Let's get
crazy now. He on first 48.
hit them with that sick sentence at the heaven gates. From the murder every year, the land at 10,000 lakes. You don't come outside, I'm in the jungle with the apes. Yeah, I want all the smoke, pussy nigga, yeah, okay.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
That was some heat. That was some heat. Minnesota got some heat. That last song was by Chicken, First 48. Then we had Swivel. Then we had Swivel. That song was All Right. Then we had Nightfall, My Name. Then we had Cordy featuring Flat, Angry. So we definitely playing that good independent music. But I ain't going to hold you. Miami in a dog fight right now. I think they're going to come back. They down by double digits, but they're going to come back. I think Boston, what else are they going to do? They back us against the wall. Miami's playing with house money. Miami's like, listen, all we got to do is win one more. We can go back home and win game six. But I've seen it happen. Boston like to give up leads, and Miami likes to come back. So it doesn't really matter. I've seen them down 18, 16 in Milwaukee. I've seen them down to the Knicks, 10, 12, come back. And then I've seen them in this series be down 10, 11, come back. So I think they're very resilient, very resilient. But even now we're on basketball topic still. What's going on with the Lakers? How are they going to fix this problem if LeBron doesn't retire? I seen it was a big thing when Kyrie was like, yo, stop talking about me. He was telling them the radio station out here in New York, ESPN 98.7, he was like, stop talking about me. But, bro, you at the game. You front row at the game. What you think, you know, you playing into what they think is going to happen and you're going to sign with them. You can't be mad at that. Don't go to the games. I think one of the guys, I think Bart Scott, he was like, shit, when I was on the Jets, I never was going to Ravens games when we lost. Like, what you going to a game for? So what you know what I mean? Don't do this. Don't go to the game if you're not going to expect people to question what's going on. But I ain't going to hold you. Even if he goes to the Lakers. If they had him this year, I don't think they would have won because his defense ain't there, and he hasn't won since he was on Cleveland that year with LeBron, and then he was on my Nets, he ain't do nothing. And when he was on the Celtics, he ain't helped them win nothing. So, I mean, Kyrie's good. He got the flash. He got this, but it comes with a cost. You know he's going to miss games. You know LeBron will miss games. You know Anthony Davis will miss games. And once you get him, your bench is going to be depleted. So you're going to have to find minimum guys. And them guys is hard to find now, too, the minimum guys. So it's like, I think the Lakers should just try to run it back, sign the guys that they have, and try to get some more camaraderie with the whole season because they was playing good. They had a good squad. I think if they stay together, I think it could be – They can make another run, you know, because, you know, injuries is a ball off in the league, and that's all it takes. You know what I mean? Your favorite team, let your star get hurt, and then here the Lakers go. And say if Jokic would have got hurt or Murray would have got hurt. Because that's what happened with them the last couple of years. Murray was hurt, and they couldn't get over the hump. So I think they should just run it back with that team, probably get rid of Schroeder, probably get rid of Russell, and probably try to get somebody else. But it's so crazy. They could have had DeRozan. DeRozan was on the Shannon Sharp show, and he said he was willing to take less to go play with them, but they took Westbrook. So I know they're kicking themselves in the ass because DeRozan would have been a problem over there with them. It would have really been a problem. But that's the thing about it. They don't really have a good two. They don't have a good two guard. So whenever they go against another two guard, they don't have nobody to combat it and do their thing. They're just trying to put Lonnie Walker. They're just trying to put – I think that kid Brown, but those guys, you can't depend on those guys all the time. Those guys have a good game here and there. You need a guy that's consistent, that can get you 20 to 25 a game, and DeRozan would have did that. But listen, that shit can sell. DeRozan looks like he's happy over here in Chicago, but they might break that up too, but who knows? Who knows? It's going to be a good offseason. That's why I'm glad this show is here so you guys can tune in. Because we're going to talk about the draft. The draft will be here soon. We're going to talk about free agency. We'll talk about everything for the love of sports. Fly guys, play me some more heat, then I'm going to close the show out.
ain't that care if y'all get fast or not. If it's fast, let it boss. Y'all made it suck. Y'all made it wacko. Y'all know y'all scared of dollar. Stop bluffing. I mean, I'm picking dollar.
I ain't wanna do it. If fans back me, they get it. Dollar, you a bad guy, monster, you the villain. Care about they feelings, they squillin', and I don't feel it. Tell Bucky Raw in the slum like man, and where he down. Then it's all in my city, homie, I run that. You try to cover my city, you can't come back. I'm really with it, about your business, we found back. Saturday, pick a place, sign that contract. Gamble your career, put your life on the line. I'ma show you I'm the realest, spend my life when he lies. I'm seeing dollar signs, legally blind. Take a trip to my mind, I got some demons inside. Them A bullets that hit me, try me, that couldn't stop me. I'm God body, super cocky, young Liberace. Number one up and down on that high five. Got the game wrap around in a lap pop. Wait a minute, I ain't finished. Where that back was?
What?
Let me hit it.
Go to work.
Back to business. Why these suckers always shipping? Gotti took a shot, but he missed me. He couldn't hit me.
Huh?
When you see a sucker, you duck him and move swift.
Sucker.
He could get a feature if he tip me.
Pay me.
His last album, I threw it like a Frenchie.
Yeah.
This nigga on here like, Okay. Fuck out of here.
That's what I said.
Dinosaur.
Yeah.
Grown up. Please don't make me cry for you, I lay your oma. You a dough, I eat it for my oma copa.
You a dough.
Time up for your ass, I sleep it on my sofa.
Huh?
All that yama yama, I won't even thought I won't buy. Gotta love and respect it,
yeah.
Accept it. Dollar sold it down and he rest it,
yeah.
L.I.B. roll, but he reppin'.
L.I.B.
So tell me what they like,
tell me, huh?
Running through that red light.
Running through it.
All you see is cops lights.
Cops lights.
Plus you got the hammer and you got right.
Plus you got the hammer.
Knowing if they catch you, that's your third strike.
Minnesota,
wind chill, I'm Dakota.
Yeah.
I'm bipolar, hit him with the cold shoulder. Cause I don't know. Hey, fraud. Tell me what they life's like. All that DJ know I pop it, I been dropping all these hits. Chocolate on my ear, I'm getting caught, it copy it. And y'all see that speaking my deep black on jockey, man. Y'all that lead I want, and I eat the argument. Bacana, Rich Goon, and live out in my child. I said, oh my, I did pie. Great Q, Ali, that live out in my child. I the one I can't stop. Gucci, you the doctor, Rob Tower, can't spin it. All y'all artists, they get it, Mooku, we can see it. All that fucking bluffing, they be bluffing. Clap I join and know they fucking hefty. And the swagger checking, damn.
Damn it. Y'all been stealing that shit from me for years. I can talk to. Nigga, you feel some type of way, nigga, drop your record, nigga. Ain't no high five. Ain't no top five.
Oh,
I'm Mr. High Five. I'm Dollar De Niro.
Shit.
I'm the L.I.B. Molly Watcha. Y'all know who got Minnesota on lock, man. I'm bringing out stupid to me. You hear me, man?
Oh, shit. That was Dollar De Niro. High five. Trap code diss track. He was spitting that shit in England and Liberia. Shout out to the African community checking in. See y'all. But like I said, I'm glad y'all tuned in for another show for the record, for the love of sports, for the recordradio.com. All my people, shout out to Red. Her show's on Sundays. We got Fly Gaza show tomorrow. Oh, different show Saturday. Tune in to everybody on the platform. We are working. We are taking time out of our lives to show y'all what we got going on. So tune in. Thanks for the support. I'll see y'all next week. We will know who will win between Boston and the Heat, who's going to be in the finals. We will know that by next week. So hope to see y'all next week. Tune in. Love y'all. I'm out. Fly Gaza. Good looking on the track, baby.
Yeah, it's the top spitter, hot nigga, suckers, I do not feel a difference from me and your favorite rapper, I'm a lot realer. You ain't squad, I don't rock with you, we put it out. And all you do is run your mouth, that's a gossiper. Make a hater cry till your eyes fill up. Once I lay them down, I promise you they will not get up. Or in the hospital, hoping that them shots fill up. Must have forgot, I'm everything that you not, nigga. I'm flying places you couldn't even pronounce. I don't value opinions, I can't put that in my account. I get it cooking, just look at what I'm about. These bars is cocaine, I'm pushing them in a drought. J-I-2-G, stay fly, I'm doofy. Show them how to do what they do, that means I'm doofy. Truthfully, you already know who the truth be. Always keep my foot on their neck, rocking some new trees.
Did you ever think when the hearse goes by that someday you are going to die?
That's long. Wob, what up? We in this motherfucker. Yeah, this is John, John, down and down. Teach these niggas how to rhyme. Chemical dependency from pinning these designer lines. Qualify, power shine, Patterson and Palestine. Promoters want the Patterson, I'm violent with the Solomon. 2G's dollar sign, true G's solid grind. Run up with that funny shit, get punished like a child of mine. Samurai, line up with katana, you'll be traumatized. Bottom line, unless you want a problem, you'll apologize. You should probably find a job before you try to rhyme, cause you won't get a lot of time like it's a white collar crime. Niggas running sign the dotted line and get inside of mine. Risk game upgraded, truly that's a sign of time. Always live and die by the grind before I jot a line. Illmatic words pass the margin, get them out of line. Tower over cowards like the power lines. Plug with my connect and made thousands off a sour dime.
Live rappers in a hurry, black jack formula, nothing but the best. Couldn't fuck with it, and I'm wanting the best.
My accolades include digi scales and a scalpel blade. An alpha when stepping the niggas, but not the cap away. Captivate the darkest leaf, I twisted the blades. If I roll up a boozle, look like I'm burning sage. With no method, man, that John Blaze. Aiming to earth your braids. You gain perspective when you respect how the gutter play. Hoping that that butter pay. Decoys, deploys. Cause in the winter, the block still hot as a summer day. It's nothing place there, fear dwell. If it's hate there, everybody wanna be king, but don't got the rain gear. Longevity, be shorter than Bill Bellamy. My nails are clean, I keep it blunt with niggas like a belly seam. It's in my jeans, not the weird tight jeans, but my young boy with the skinnies on the back out of flame. Fly by night game, wrong, you only seeing in hindsight. Get your mind right, I'm doing anything for a